Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Attorney General of the state of Missouri, who's had a very busy Friday. We're heading into the weekend. You couldn't take it easy going into the weekend? Good Lord.
You know what? Freedom and liberty is at stake, Mark. There is no rest for that.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I think a lot of people really do. So, but you have been active. I'm not even caught up on this. Did you have to file individual lawsuits over some of the masking with school districts? Is that what happened?
Yep, we filed 35 lawsuits today against school districts across the state, including in the St. Louis area, Columbia area, and Kansas City mostly, but not exclusively. And look, fundamentally opposed, I've been very clear about this, the forced masking of five-year-olds. It doesn't work. It's not based on science. In fact, there's a growing body of evidence about the psychological problems associated, loss of learning. You're seeing visits to speech pathologists go up. You're seeing, you know, mental health issues arise, especially among teenagers. But here, the legal matter is there's never been the authority to issue these sort of public health orders like mask mandates or quarantining healthy kids. That's never been delegated to these school districts, ever. And that's the nature of the lawsuit. Essentially, they don't have the authority. And let's get back to where we've always been for parents and families to be able to make these decisions for their kids.
So Lisa Clancy, who, of course, is a member of the St. Louis County Council, tweeted this out yesterday. Good news. A judge has blocked, that's in all caps, it has to be, I guess, A.G. Schmidt's temporary restraining order against the mask mandate that I sponsored and passed on January 4th. This is a win for public health and a loss for coronavirus. My response was, dear Lisa, I know you're locked in your basement, but nobody in St. Louis County except a few of you think there's an active mask mandate. No signs, no enforcement, mainly because they can't, and your order is a mirage. And that's what it comes down to. But she's claiming victory here a little bit. You know that, right?
Listen, their own advocates for these have called it facial decorations at this point, right? The science doesn't support it. It's all for Lisa Clancy to virtue signal and tell people what to do. People are tired of this. They really are tired. Listen, as it relates to St. Louis County, we've beaten them before. We'll beat them again. It was a technical ruling on a temporary issue. We'll be back in court February 8th. And as I've told you before, I'm not going away on this. I will fight until the end of time on this, because I do think this strikes at the heart of who we are. Listen, the flu is more dangerous for kids. They're more likely, you're not going to see this on the 5 o'clock news or 6 o'clock news tonight. The flu is more dangerous. Omicron is certainly less dangerous than Delta was. A kid is more likely to die of a lightning strike, of drowning, of being in a car wreck. The fear mongering that's happening, okay? I think some people want to fundamentally change our society. I've never seen anything like this before. Like, I just haven't seen anything like this before. And they're not going to let this go. They're not going to let it go on mass. They keep saying these things are temporary. Then you got another temporary. All of a sudden, it's permanent. They're going to the climate crisis next. Everybody needs to pay close attention to this. This is a narrative. It is a plan. They want more control. They never thought they'd be able to do this before. I read an article, Mark. I'll finish with this. Last night, I posted on Twitter. In 2018, there were stories about hospitals being overrun and they need to have tents. They actually cited, it was a Time magazine article, SSM. You know, I guess the COVID tyrants hadn't figured out the game plan yet in 2018, but they intend to scare, you know, the bejesus out of people to move forward with an agenda where they can stand up there at a podium and act like they're doing something and look like they're in charge. People understand it now. These things are ineffective. The most restricted places in the country, you know, they're not any better off. They're worse off than places like Florida. And one last point, Mark, 90% of the school districts in the state don't have mask mandates. And we cited some data today. The districts that are unmasked or mask optional fare equally, you know, to the mask districts or better most
right,
of the time.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to share a piece here from a Canadian teacher, which I think certainly applies to things happening in this country. But thanks for the update this afternoon. On the individual suits against all the school districts, what's the projected timeline on that?
I mean, we want to move quickly. We're going to, you know, move for, immediate relief where we can. But some of this is going to get into discovery, because I also think that some of these districts are scared to death of that. Because when we had 11,000 emails come to us, Mark, from parents across this state concerned about this. And I think many of these bureaucrats across, you know, in the St. Louis area have treated parents so disrespectfully with their concerns about their kids. I think they're terrified of that. They're
well,
not
and I'd like to see. Yeah, I'd like to see what they were saying behind the scenes, because I think we
exactly.
Right.
So we want to find that out, but we also want to move quickly to get these mask mandates undone so parents can make these decisions again.
All right, General, thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.